Stop being a sheep. A jab that seems to have lost not only its cutting edge, but also its meaning in the modern world. Herd mentality, essentially, is what this saying is directing its criticism at. The behavioral pattern of acting and thinking the same way as the group you are associated with used to be a laughing stock. However, what if I tell you it's popular to be a sheep nowadays? What if I tell you we may have already unwittingly become sheep? With the online world's unmatched ability to capture our attention and the invisible hand of big data dictating where to hold our gaze, it should not come as a surprise that we are only ever fed information that we prefer, or at least, we'd most likely prefer. Using music as an example, what that means is we will either always be recommended music of the genre we like or whatever lands on the hit singles list. A more than reasonable practice that unfortunately comes with a less than pleasant effect on individuality. We would like to imagine that we have more free will than we actually do in the virtual world. Waking up to the fact that the choices are hardly ours is no easy pill to swallow. Nevertheless, everything is only catered to our preference because big data has already made an enormous amount of decisions on our behalf. By systematically categorizing and labeling each of us, we are just part of a group that tends to watch the same shows, has the same fashion sense, and reads the same article. We are almost one and the same. To it, then, the logic becomes simple. Zero in on the similarities and cast out the differences. With enough exposure to the same material, our complexities as humans are replaced by uniformity, further merging into collective groups we call the masses. What's more, is we seem to embrace the neatness and conformity too. From product development to promotion, it is hard to argue with the fact that this has saved employees endless sleepless nights trying to pitch an idea with merely the hope of appealing to a well-defined target market. Now, as customers' tastes and interests narrow, a formulaic approach holds the golden key to unlocking massive market potential. Hence, we witness a surge of commercialized music with the same rhythm, TV series with the same concept, videos with the same structure, and art with the same aesthetic. In a lot of ways, this renders originality an unfathomable waste of time and resources. In a lot of ways, individuality becomes collateral damage, a sacrifice we are more than willing to make. My stance should be as clear as day now that I take issue with this willingness. Although preserving our individuality comes at a staggeringly high cost, both literally and metaphorically, with the advancements in technology, it is my opinion that the loss of it will only call forth a much heftier bill in the societal aspect in the long run. When it is our self-expression, autonomy and identity, the true essence of humanity, at stake, shouldn't we at least aim at holding our ground?